We're here at World Pork Expo in the Novus tent. With me is Dr. Karen Leahy, and she is with Novus. And what's your title, Karen?
I am a technical services manager on the health side.
And she's telling producers here about water-delivered organic acid, which I find interesting because most of the Novus products that we talk about are feed additives. This is actually a water additive. So it's called Activate WD US Max, right? So you're telling us about this. This is an Alamet...
based product.
Okay. All right. Well, so explain, you know, what is it?
Okay. So Alamet is our methionine analog. And Alamet is basically methionine, but without the nitrogen. Instead of nitrogen, it has an acid group. We have found that in addition to substituting for methionine, that there are lots of benefits just by being an organic acid. And so we capitalize on that by feeding Alamet as an organic acid, both through the water or in the feed, purely for gut health, not even for methionine value.
So when we talk about gut health, there's other benefits that come along with that, right? You've done some you did some studies with this. And first of all, let's talk about the studies you did with piglets and what you saw with that.
Yeah, with piglets at weaning anyway, our nursery studies, we see that especially in herds that are challenged sometimes with E. coli or maybe with salmonella, that we do have a nice benefit in terms of reduction of medication costs in the nursery period. And we have seen from 74 cents to 17 cents in a larger study. And then we also see an improvement in performance in both feed efficiency and average daily gain, even when the herd isn't particularly challenged.
And so this could reduce the use of antibiotics, possibly?
It could, possibly, but I think that's something that a veterinarian and their producer need to discuss together, but it's certainly one alternative, and we have done in vitro studies at Novus showing efficacy against E. coli and salmonellas.
And it's important with the challenges the industry is facing right now with antibiotics to look at ways that those can be reduced. You know, we're not talking about eliminating, but at least reducing them somewhat. And also we're talking about the possibility of, you know, this can reduce feed costs, right?
Yes, definitely can reduce feed costs. If anything we can do to improve efficiency or to get pigs to the target weight quicker is going to help. And so we have seen this water delivered product improve feed efficiency in the nursery period.
Now, tell me about the studies that you did with sows and improving lactation.
Yeah, there we thought, well, this product actually, to us, it smells a little bit acidic, but to the little pigs, it smells yummy. And so they run and drink it. And we thought, wow, would sows drink more? And if they would they milk more? And so we tested that theory by adding it to lactation water. Ultimately, what we found was they don't drink more, but they actually perform a lot better. The little pigs at weaning are heavier, and the sows are they're ready to do their reproductive job on the next lactation, or the next cycle. So they're coming into heat up to a day and a half sooner, and also improved percent bred by 7 days, and then also value on the weaned pig side with the heavier pig exiting the farrowing barn.
And you were giving like a dollar value per sow that you've showed in your study.
Right, and it depends on the system and what improvements are seen. But I use the $3 per sow per day as the cost to the system of a non-productive day. And I just get that from the literature and people who, you know, do the deep economics to determine that number. But that's a pretty conservative, fair estimate. And so if we can reduce the wean to first serve interval by a day on average, then we're looking at $3 per sow in the herd per parity, which is huge savings and more than offsets the cost of the product.
Now, these studies, of course, were in controlled conditions, but you looked at a field study where you were actually injecting the product into the water line in the field, right?
Right, that's correct. And actually, to date, all of our studies have been in the field. It's very difficult to find a place to do a lactation study in a controlled environment. We are going into our customers' herds and collecting this data on site.
So how does that work? You know, you showed us a picture of the system of how it works, where you actually would inject this into the water supply.
Right. Well, we install a pump. We use the Stinner brand pump, and that's based on the idea of a water meter being placed in the line. And that water meter, as a gallon flows through, a signal is sent to the pump, and that pump will deliver whatever calibrated amount of product back into the drinking water. And so that's a nice system, because at night when the sows aren't drinking and the water flow is very low, we're still getting the proportional amount of product into the water that we want. And when they're drinking heavily, then more product is going in, as it should be. So we're getting accurate dosing regardless of water flow. And that's how we're getting it into the lactation water. And so we're plumbing entire farrowing barns so that sows basically would receive 2.3 doses a year, or whenever they come into the farrowing barn.
Is this something different? Do you normally put anything in the water for sows, or for any kind of hog operations, or they just drink pure water?
Well, before coming to Novus, I was in private swine practice for 15 years, and I can't ever remember adding something to the sow water. I just don't think it's that common. And in fact, that's been a hurdle for us, because the systems aren't set up to deliver product through the water. So that's a hurdle we've had to overcome, but it's one the producer's willing to overcome with some equipment and plumbing because of the value that he gets back from having the product.
Well, it does seem like a kind of an efficient way. I mean, just as efficient, if not more so, than adding it to feed.
Oh, absolutely. And you know, the feed industry, we add a lot of things to the feed. Of course, we're very limited on antibiotics, because we can't go extra label on antibiotics at all in the feed. And then sometimes it's just easier to get something in quicker, too. I mean, not for these sows where we have it in all the time, but if you need a product quickly to animals that aren't doing well, or you have as some sort of insult to the gut and you want to follow up to improve gut health, and this can quickly be added because it's not in the feed. It just goes in the water. So you don't have a full feed bin of unmedicated feed to overcome, basically.
Well, and you mentioned the taste, that you think it smells a little acidic, but because that, you know, I think that was my first thought, that I thought, well, does it affect the taste, or is it like, you know, us having cherry-flavored water or
right,
something like that?
Well, we've been doing a lot of measuring of pH, and it is important to monitor that with this product so you're reducing the pH enough. And basically, we're getting pHs in that 3.0 to 4, even 5.0 range. And, you know, just for reference, a soda, a diet soda, is about 3.5. So it tastes good to them, and it's not so acidic that it wouldn't taste good to us if we liked the smell. Pigs do like the smell.
Well, that's good. All right. Well, Karen, that's all the questions I have. Is there anything else you want to add?
I don't think so, other than I would just encourage people to maybe think outside the box and give it a try. It's easier to hook up a Dosatron in a farrowing barn than you think, just to try it once and to see on a small level before committing to the pump and the whole system. So
okay. So if a producer wants to find out more about this and is willing to give it a try, what should they do?
Well, our website is novusint.com. And they can go to our website and find contacts for our customer service. Call customer service, and they'll get you to the right people to answer your questions.
All right, very good. Very interesting. Here, something new here at World Pork Expo, the 25th anniversary of this great event here in Des Moines. I'm Cindy Zimmerman.